Phone Boy Speaks, episode 675, Healthy Diabetes.
As part of my type 2 diabetes diagnosis, I have to actually track what I eat and track my blood sugar, which, you know, I don't have to track it, I have to track it every day. I have to track it twice a day. Some people have to track it, well, significantly more than that. But the idea is that I need to have some way of knowing, well, you know, what am I eating and what is it doing to my blood sugar, right? Did I do something good there? Did I do something bad? Because I think, you know, there's some things I know not to do, right? But there's obviously, you know, there's going to be some areas where I'm not going to know, right? And so, or I get into a situation where I don't really have a choice. And so therefore you take some, you take a chance and then you maybe only have a little bit, but you know, what is that impact going to have on your blood sugar? Well, so I have to track it now. And I asked my diabetes educator, well, what should I, you know, I want to do this on my phone because it only makes sense. And so, you know, what app should I use? And she told me about Healthy Diabetes, and it's all one word. And it allows you to enter in it also track your weight too, which I'm less concerned about, but I definitely want to track my blood sugar and what I'm eating, because that's what the doctor needs me to track. And so that's what I'm doing. And it's kind of enlightening to look and go, wow, I've had a lot of food today. And as I'm recording this, yeah, I think I met my calorie guideline. But you know, one of the problems I had was because I was eating out, right? I didn't, what you can do in there is you can enter in specific foods that you've eaten, and you can, you know, kind of guess what you've eaten in some cases. But if you go to a restaurant, right, well, what is it that you ordered, right? And so this is there's a little bit of a guessing game here with stuff that you make at home. You can plug in the recipe with the different components and come up with a number, right? As to how much something is in terms of calories and carbs and stuff like that. And I guess, you know, the doctor's also concerned about fat. But in any case, at least I have a way to answer the question. What did I eat? Well, I ate these things and it had this effect on my blood sugar. And, you know, I've always kind of laughed at that. It's like, well, why would you do that? But there's a certain amount of, you know, knowing that I got to put it in there. It helps me, right? It makes me realize, okay, well, maybe, you know, so like, you know, maybe for dinner, I'm going to have something small because at lunch I ate quite a lot. So maybe I need to, you know, dial it back a little bit. And yeah, and if I eat something strange, I have a way of A, documenting that fact, and then B, you know, knowing it. Now I can also put things in because I've also had issues over the last couple of years with migraines, and you know, and my doctor thought this was part of the part of the diabetes diagnosis. And so, I'm curious if this comes back and if anything like it comes back. And so, you know, you can also put notes in there too. So it's not just keeping track of what you ate and your blood sugar. You can also put in notes in there, which is again useful for decoding the information that you've put in there. So the long and the short of it is, it's a way to keep all of that together and put it in pretty graphs and stuff. The app is $5.99. I was struggling to find other apps that did this. I figured I would go with what my in absence of really other compelling things, I decided I'd go with that. The calorie counts for foods is actually backed by Calorie King, which apparently has a whole bunch of stuff. It's another site that my diabetes educator recommended I look at. And so I've never thought I'd be at this point where I'd be having to track everything I eat, but I need to do it. It's part of this is part of my life now. I don't know if I'll be doing it forever and ever and ever, but at least until I get a sense for what's going to work and what's not, I need to write it down. And you know, at least until until maybe the doctor tells me to back off on it a little bit. But for now I'll do it. And yeah, it's good to go back and just double check and make sure that I'm not consuming something regularly, but I, you know, it'd be really neat if I could just take a picture of something and it would tell me how many calories and, you know, what the makeup of it is. But I think it's a little bit more complicated than that, of course. And so there you go. This is now what I'm doing. And I'm hoping that it's going to help me, well, make better choices and also, make sure that if my blood sugar does go up, that I know what causes it and know what to avoid.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.